Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Grace Marie Turner back on the show. Grace Marie's, we've been talking for a couple of segments about the implosion, the collapse, the dismantling of Obamacare under its own weight, its own dysfunction, its own poorly constructed language and practices. Grace Marie is the president of the Galen Institute, GALEN.org, and the co-author of Why Obamacare is Wrong for America. You can buy that wherever books are sold. Grace Marie, sort all this out for us. And, I mean, business owners are not hiring people right now. In fact, a recent survey showed that 25% of our audience is not hiring because they specifically said, we're afraid of Obamacare. 25%. 75% were not hiring, but 50% because they weren't growing enough to hire. But 25% said, we're not hiring because we're afraid of Obamacare. What do you think?
That is consistent with other surveys that have been done. Gallup did a poll recently that showed that 41% of employers, small businesses, have changed their business structures as a result of this law.
Mm-hmm.
And as many as 1 in 5 has said that they've already let people go. And you and I are small business people. We
yep.
have to make longer-term decisions.
That's right.
This one-year delay is not going to help anything except administration and Democrats, members of Congress, and their talking points.
That's exactly right. It's not going to
change business behavior.
That's exactly right. I don't think it'll change anything. But if anything, see, but let me tell you something else, Grace Marie. One of the reasons why this economy is languishing is just one word that explains it all, and that's uncertainty. As ugly as Obamacare is, if it's going to be the law of the land, if we could get it in force so we know what we're dealing with, then we can make plans around that and have less uncertainty. But as long as they keep pushing off the final implementation, all they're doing is extending the uncertainty and extending a languishing economy.
That's right. And I think that there is a possibility, and a lot bigger possibility this week than last before this announcement, that the whole thing will be delayed for a year, not just the employer mandate. I'll see how they put the individual mandate in place without the employer mandate. I don't see how they make the exchanges work if people don't have the information.
Well, you've been predicting for a long time that the exchanges weren't going to be ready.
That's right.
You think that's the next thing they'll announce?
Well, I think they're going to have to delay the whole thing because a lot of states are not going to get certified. And this throws another monkey wrench into their plan.
Well, it also proves how badly this thing is put together.
Yeah, it is monstrous. It's a monstrosity, and we are seeing its dysfunctionality unfold day after day. And we saw this. We wrote about this in our book.
Mm-hmm.
We can predict, based upon understanding economics policy, the how people make decisions, this was going to happen. We predicted this in our book
right after the law was passed.
The law was passed.
Right. What do you think are the chances that over the next 12 to 24 months, before this thing actually comes into force, that enough Democrats will realize that this is a politically charged millstone around their neck, baggage, and will actually bail out on this thing and start saying mea culpa, let's get rid of it. What do you think?
I don't think so. Nancy Pelosi sent talking points out with members of Congress over the Memorial Day recess saying, own this. This is going to be terrific. Go out and tell people about all the benefits.
But I don't think Nancy has the constituency she used to have.
But her members of Congress listen to her. They do.
Wow.
till they was they went out. Maybe that's what happened. Maybe they went out and said, "Okay, we're going to make this work, and we're going to really push this through, and tell people how wonderful it is." And they got all this blowback, and they're saying, "Okay, that didn't work. What are we going to do next? You've got to postpone it because we can't sell this." Mm-hmm. I suspect that was one of the things
that's
going
to be the next thing to happen. Well, and meanwhile, the rest of us continue to try to run our businesses with uncertain policy floating around our heads out there, not knowing when it's going to hit land on us. That's not
and
going
it to, will continue, unfortunately.
Yeah. So, folks, just get ready. Welcome to America, right? Hey, Grace Marie, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always. Keep up the
thanks
fight. Grace Marie Turner, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Grace Marie joined us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.